In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tomorrow we start the fasting that's called after the prophet Jonah, and sometimes we call it after also the repentance of the people of Nineveh. And of course, we are very familiar with the story and we have heard it many times, and every year we meditate on some of its meanings. It's a story of a people who found their way back to God. And that's why the church, in its wisdom, bring this to our attention in order for us to be ready at all times with repentance whenever the Lord call upon any of us. There was always a puzzling question that passed in my mind, and I'm sure that all of you maybe thought about it. Why God did pick Jonah? From the beginning, we find the man he did not welcome to go, and all through the story to the end, he was in a way not in agreement and he did not like to go. And some of us maybe wonder if a person is not ready, he doesn't want to go, why God you ask him for something like this? God had many, many prophets and he could have used any of them. But why did God pick Jonah in particular? This question will help us whenever we go into its answer, that we know and understand that God has calculations much beyond our ability to understand or comprehend. In our own wisdom, what we think is wise, we might think that maybe God is not doing the right thing. Unfortunately, when we go into this trap, we will think of ourselves that things are not going the right direction. Maybe God is not knowing what he do. Maybe we'll not say this, but some of us believe this in their minds. Jonah definitely, certainly this man had the needed skill, the skills needed to preach for those people. Definitely this man did a great job. He went and throughout the whole scripture, we do not know of any prophet who was able to call upon any people and get them all to return to God. God knew about the skills that Jonah had. Of course, this is not mentioned in the story in any way because of another reason that we will come to it in a minute. But definitely, Jonah had the skills needed. Whenever God assigns someone, somewhere, entrust any of us to a certain to a certain job, surely enough, he knows what we can bear, what we can do. Otherwise, he wouldn't allow it, he wouldn't call us for this. As we will see about Moses, when God called Moses, Moses said about himself that I cannot make it, whom I am, I cannot talk, whom I am to stand before Pharaoh. But as we see Moses expressing this leadership abilities, and we know about him as written, as or said by Saint Stephen, Acts chapter 7, that Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in his speech and action. The man was qualified for the job. His character, his ability, his skills, something we do not see. And sometimes we keep on criticizing how God appoint people and say, why this people is here? Why is taking this ministry? As also we see about Saint Barnabas, this man, his name translates the son of encouragement. And as we will see in his character, this person was a kind person. He's a dad figure. That's why when the apostles heard about the conversion of the city of Antioch and that they are coming to the knowledge of God, they sent for them Saint Barnabas. This man, he is the best person to encourage those few people, these new converts. It's putting the right person in the right place. And again, for sure, God has the wisdom to appoint the people whom he thinks they have the needed skill to do the job. Jonah also was picked because he was a humble servant who would not be tempted with pride when the mission succeeds. As we see throughout the whole story that was recorded by Jonah, nothing in the story would make us to think that this man did a wonderful job. He did a great job, but he communicated to us his weaknesses, his disobedience at the beginning. his argument with God, his discontent with the results of what happened. He was a humble person. That's why God picked him for this job. Only spoke about his disobedience. He summarized his role in few words. This is what he wrote himself in chapter 3. That Jonah went to Nineveh. He called upon the people and told them, after 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. And then the people repented. There is no way this is exactly what happened. He just said few words. He did not introduce himself. He did not tell them where he come from, what God wants them to do. Definitely he did, but nothing was written. He did not mention anything. He summarized his role into going into the city, saying few words, and then the people repented. He spoke of his indifference at the ship. When the people were troubled, the sailors, we hear about him that he was sleeping. Why do you have to mention this? Maybe ignoring what you did. But he wrote it in order for us to think of him, that he was indifferent, totally indifferent to what's going on. At the end of the story, reading the last few verses, we see that how God is trying to convince him that he pitied this city. And then God said to him, Jonah, you are upset because of the vineyard that you enjoyed its shadow for one day. Shouldn't I pity Nineveh, the great city, with all of those people and the beast in it? And then the story ends here. What did Jonah say? How did he answer this? Definitely he accepted what God said. He came to acknowledge that he was mistaken and he saw things from God's point of view, but he didn't mention his even repentance or response. He was a humble servant. That's why God gave him this mission. God will not entrust anyone on a talent or a mission unless God would know that the success of this mission will not tempt this person, will not get him to think of himself that I did something. Jonah did not try to take credit for what he did, but the Lord Christ gave it to him when he said the people of Nineveh repented because of the calling of Jonah. So he was a talented servant and he was a humble one. Jonah also was an honest servant who spoke his heart and was committed to the job. We hear in the discussion between God and him that God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? He was upset because the worm ate the plant and he expressed his anger. And he said, Jonah answered, it is right for me to be angry even to death. Of course, when we look at the statement, we see this, how can you answer something like this to God? The man was honest. What he felt is what he spoke. Sometimes we know people for years. We see and we talk with them for years. And all of a sudden we discover that truly we did not know them. They are totally different than what we thought. This happens. Sometimes all of us, we put some kind of masks. And truly whom we are sometimes is a mystery. We do not know. Jonah was not from this kind of people. When he was upset, I am upset. When he's angry, I am angry. When I don't like it, I don't like it. But when I accept it, I do it right. After God called him again, Jonah went and he did a great job. This is commitment. This is faithfulness. He was honest in all the way. It's exactly like St. Paul. St. Paul, he believed something that made him to persecute the Christians. Faithfully, he was doing this. I believe that this is the right way. I will do it right. Then when the Lord Christ met with him and converted him, then I'm going to preach what I believe is right, and I will do it. I'll do it in a correct way. This is one heart. If I believe, I will do it this way. If I don't believe, then I don't believe. But going into I believe and I don't do, I love God, but I do not follow his commandment. I really love the people, but I do not like to serve them. This kind of double face will not lead anyone to be able to find a way. And God will not appoint a person who still have this kind of double faces to work in his vineyard. Jonah was a talented servant. He was a humble one. He was an honest servant. Also, Jonah made a mistake. When he ran away from God, then he embarked over this ship. Even with this mistake, this was in God's plan. By this mistake, I will bring those sailors to the knowledge of the true God. We hear after the end of the storm, then the men feared the Lord, speaking of the sailors, exceedingly, and offered the sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Look here, when we truly want to serve God, when we are honest and faithful in serving Him, even our mistakes will lead others to the knowledge of God. God is faithful and is going to make use of everything. This is exactly what's said about Samson, the judge. God appointed him to the job to judge Israel. He made a mistake. He loved a Philistine woman and he wanted to marry her. This was not right. Even his parents told him, why? There is no ladies and girls in the people of Israel. You go to and marry a Philistine. But we read about this, his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. I do not mean that we just go whatever and we go recklessly in our lives doing mistakes and bad choices, and we say that God is going to use this for the salvation of others. We have to be very careful and do what we know is right, and then God is going to correct even what we do as mistakes unintentionally. There is a big difference between being negligent, reckless, or I do a mistake and with a good intention. Jonah also had a problem, and God wanted to solve it through the mission. Not because he was a great servant and honest and a faithful man only, but he has also a problem. And God wants to solve the problem, and the only way is to appoint him for this mission, and then he work it inside him. Jonah had a problem understanding loyalty and love to his people. He thought that if I love my people Israel, I wouldn't call upon Gentiles at all. If I am loyal to my people, I wouldn't call upon strangers. This is a misunderstanding. And God knew this about Jonah. And then I'm going to correct him while he is serving me. Don't assume that any servant called from God is a perfect person who just know how to do things right. No, definitely any servant has his own issues and problems and conflicts and misunderstandings. But God is going to correct this while he is serving faithfully. Jonah also has a problem in trusting his own judgment. I know this is right. Even if God is telling me otherwise, I will just pursue what I think is right. Of course, this was not the way. And again, God needed to correct this in his faithful servant. That's why he called him to serve, to use him and to correct him at the same time. All of these calculations, my brethren, we now meditate upon and we think about it. But in many, many ways, we do not understand. We look at God's judgment and what he allows and say, why God did you allow this? Why did you choose this particular person to do this mission? At the end, we have to trust God's judgment and what he's doing and what he's allowing. Everything led to the salvation of everyone, to Jonah and the sailors and the people of Nineveh. How unsearchable truly is the judgments of God? This is the conclusion that every day we have to come to. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways our past, find out. How can we know? Whom are we to say to God, what are you doing? Why is this not happening this way? You should have done this. This would be the perfect way to solve the situation. If we humble ourselves and trust him, we call upon his name, truly God is going to reveal to us his goodwill for us and for everyone. God wants everyone to be saved, and he is working on this. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.